Well, hi, folks. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to this week's edition of High Plains Outdoors. You know, the past couple of weeks, we've been doing a lot of talking about outdoor cooking. Last week, we talked about how to make pastrami, actually corned venison, which, by the way, turned out excellent. We talked about that last week. And remember, if you miss part of one of the shows, you can always go to High Plains Public Radio and just go to the feature programs there and look for High Plains Outdoors. These are archived for a long, long time. You can go back for a long time, several years actually. But, you know, the corned venison was so good. Then I thought, okay, I made some Reuben sandwiches out of some of that. I bought the sauerkraut. So guess what today's show is about? Making sauerkraut at home. Very easy to do. I probably never will buy any more sauerkraut. I love sauerkraut, but it's as easy to make as corned beef is. It's just a little process. Well, it's probably easier because the only ingredient you need to make sauerkraut is cabbage and salt, kosher salt. Here's what I did. I don't have a crock. Of course, if you wanted to make a whole bunch of it, You could make 5 gallons of sauerkraut. It will become sauerkraut in about 7 days. Now, that's as long as I could stand not testing mine, and it was excellent after 7 days of I guess you would call it brining or fermenting is really what it does. You want to take your, I made some red cabbage and some green cabbage, two different batches, and I put it in a plastic container that would probably hold about 2 quarts. Each one of them I put it in there. Basically what you do, take the head of cabbage and core it. You don't want the center, the tough part of the cabbage. Core that and discard it. Cut it into quarters. Then lay it on a cutting board and slice it, slice each quarter really fine, you know, across the grain, if you will. Get that sliced and put it into a mixing bowl. Say you've got a 3 pound head of cabbage, 2.5, 3 pounds, that would be about 2 tablespoons of kosher salt you'd need. 1.5 to 2 tablespoons. I don't think the exact quantities are crucial in making sauerkraut, but I put two tablespoons of kosher salt with each head of cabbage. Now, when that cabbage is shredded in a big bowl, put your salt in there. Get in there, you know, go in sterile with your hands really clean and squeeze the heck out of it. That's what you have to do. And you'll start immediately, that water will, or that salt will start pulling the water out of your cabbage. And, you know, it took, I think the instructions when I read about doing it, would, you know, work it like 10 minutes. I bet I did too. Just squeeze the cabbage, the shredded cabbage. Well, at that time, there's a lot of liquid already making. So then you put it in your plastic container, crock if you have it, nothing metallic, and put the weight on it, put a, squeeze it down, pack it down real good, and then put like a dish on top with a weight on it. Actually, I just squeezed mine down, and the key is to make sure it's always covered with water. So you'll be surprised how quickly the water forms. Now, Bavarian kraut, Bavarian sauerkraut has caraway seeds. I wanted to make some Bavarian kraut, but I could not find the caraway seeds easily at our local store here. So, and I wanted to do it. It was kind of a spur of the moment thing to go with these to make these Reuben sandwiches. But basically, 7 days, it's kraut. Mine was excellent. I've read that if you want to keep your cabbage fermenting for even longer than that, for a month or whatever, you can. The ideal temperatures are 55 to 75 degrees. You know, this time of year, you could do them in your house. I do mine in my little, call it a meat processing room out back. But that's pretty easy, folks. If you've made some pastrami or made some corned beef from the recipe last week, this kraut, I'll guarantee you, for a Reuben sandwich, I have never had any better. And there's nothing magic about it. It was my first time to make sauerkraut. And it's a matter of just following the process, squeeze those shredded cabbage, put the salt in it, let it go for a week. Bingo, you've got it. Folks, we're out of time. Do remember, every week right here, we'll be talking hunting, fishing, and I know turkey season is right up on us. Good luck to all you guys and gals hunting turkeys. Remember to tune in next week right here. We're going to have some more fun Talking Outdoors. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Air Force Air Guns, Hunter's Supply, Snap-Lock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, Smokin' Tech's Electric Smokers, Sun Optics USA, Hogman Outdoors, makers of the Game Alert, Night Sight, and Darton Archery. Make sure and tune in next week. Let's have some more fun talking about the outdoors.